Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Reason number 25, we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because He is the vine. We are the branches. What kind of vine is He? Is He a healthy vine? Is He a strong vine? Or is He a sickly vine? How many understand? Healthy vine, sickly branches. No. Healthy trunk, sick limbs. No. The life that's in the branches is coming out of the trunk. It's coming out of the vine. If the vine is robust and healthy and strong, the branches should be robust. Why? Because they're part of the plant. You know, people believe differently in church than they do at home. They believe different on Sunday morning than they do Tuesday afternoon. They sit up in church, listen to somebody preach to them and tell them that God might be, that sickness, that cancer, that disease in their life might be a blessing in disguise. And to just bear your cross. And yet, they'll get out in their garden on Tuesday afternoon, and if they got a sick tomato plant, huh? You ever seen anybody in the garden with a blighted, sick tomato plant? And they stop and go, thank you, Jesus, for blessing my tomato plant with this blight. Have you ever heard somebody say that? Well, look, and bring you over to their house and go, look at my flower bed, and they're all dead. And you say, look how the Lord blessed my flowers. No, we don't understand it. But He blessed me. You don't talk that way. Christians don't talk that way. Why? Because we got enough sense to know that sickness in the cornfield is not a blessing. Sickness in the flower bed is not a blessing. Come on now, sickness in your tree is not a blessing. It's a curse. Well, if sickness in the tomato plant is a curse, then sickness in Tommy Boy is a curse. Or in Tina or Tammy or whoever. It's the same stuff. Sickness is not a blessing. Not a blessing in disguise. Not a blessing any otherwise. Sickness is a curse. It's not the will of God. It doesn't please Him. You want to get sickness out of your flower bed. You want to get sickness out of your garden. You'll pull up those plants. You'll throw them away. You'll separate them from the others, right? You want to get it out of there. Why? Lest the other be contaminated. So don't sit up in church and try to pretend sickness is good in you. If it's good in you, it's good in your plants. We got a holy vine that we are connected to. A pure vine. The life that flows from the vine into the branches is completely pure and life and light. There is no corruption. There is no corruption. How many believe He is light and in Him is no darkness at all? He's life. There's no death in God. Now you'll have some people say, oh well now, death is the tool of God. God uses death. No. Death is the enemy of God. 1 Corinthians 15 says so. It's the last enemy that will be put underfoot. No. Now it's appointed unto man once to die. Our bodies are still mortal. And if He tarries His coming, we'll live out our life and go. But even that is not His perfect will and not please. I mean, man was made to never die. That's why your body resists it even when it comes time. You know, something about it's not right. You were not made to die. Oh, but soon and very soon, these bodies are going to be changed, and this mortal is going to put on immortality. And our body will be in a condition where it will never age, never wear out, never die. Won't that be wonderful? Well, we've already talked about in the meantime, we don't have the whole resurrection thing that we're enjoying right now, but we get to enjoy the earnest of it. The first fruits of it right now in the quickening of our mortal body that enables us to be strong and healthy as long as we need to be. And if you're not experiencing it, you ought to be claiming it and believing for it because it's still the will of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, Jesus is the vine. Do we have disease coming out of the vine into us? Absolutely not. He is a healthy, strong vine, and we ought to be healthy, strong branches. Reason number 26, go to 1 Corinthians 12. So now you're encouraged about this, aren't you? 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. How many understand you could preach an hour on a point like this? But, you know, this is not our first night either, is it? You've already got some background on this. So you know what we're talking about. 1 Corinthians 12 and 27 says, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. You are the body of Christ. Go back to the sixth chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6 and 15. 6:15. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Reason number 26. We are sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because our bodies are members of Christ. This is not widely believed. Whole lot of people say, well, no, now your spirit is part of the body of Christ, but not this old body. This old body has been affected by sin and is corrupted. And thank God we're going to get rid of this old thing and get us a new body. Well, no, I mean, that's the latter part of some of that's right, but the first part of that's wrong. Can you read the scripture right here? What does it say? That last verse we read, what did it say? Know you not that what? Your spirit? Your soul? What? Your bodies. Now, it's unmistakable what he's talking about. If you back up just a couple of verses, he's talking about committing fornication with your body. There's no question what he's talking about. He's talking about this physical body that you got right now. Is this body part of Christ? Well, whether you understand it or not, can you believe the Bible? What did it say? Don't you know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? Will that be the body you got right now that you could do that with? Our bodies are a permanent part of the body of Christ. That sounds strange to people's ears, but Jesus has bought and paid for this body for eternity. Oh, can you say glory to God? Somebody says, no, I don't like this body. I don't want this body. I want my new body. No, it's going to be this body changed. This body glorified. And I assure you, once it's glorified, you will have no complaints about it. But it's going to be this one.
Yes, sir.
This one.
Yes, sir.
The Lord thinks so much of this body that he has created. How many know the psalmist said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made? People despise their bodies. They treat them terribly. They abuse them. They sin with them. They destroy them. But we ought not. Because this body is a one-of-a-kind original made by the Master. It's been affected by the curse in the earth and sin. But even in its fallen state, it's a marvel. Isn't it? Don't despise your body. Thank God for your body. If there's some things you don't like about it, believe God to get them changed. Get them fixed. Are you with me? And if there's anything that you can't quite do to suit you, know that very soon it's going to be fixed anyhow. Right? So don't get upset about it. You do believe what the scripture says, that the trumpet is going to sound. Huh? And the dead in Christ are going to rise. What does that mean? Their bodies that were put in the ground or put in a cave or lost at sea or lost. There were Christians who died in the sea and the sharks got them. Where's their body? The Christians that died out in the desert. Their bones were bleached. Their bones have been dissolved and scattered by the winds to the four corners. Where is their body? Well, it's still here. How many know God knows the molecules and where they are? And it'd be interesting if you were still alive and remaining when the trumpet sounded and the Lord came back and you saw believers' bodies from the four corners of the planet go, shh, boom, back together. And then the glory of the Lord flow over it and their spirit come back in their body. And while you're standing there going, it's going to hit you. And you're going to be changed. But why are we saying all this? Because this body right here, right now, is a part of Christ. Well, when you think of the body of Christ, do you think it pleases God for His body to be sick? For there to be, I mean, think about the phrase, is our body a member of Christ? We just got through reading it. Well, what about the sound of sickness in Christ? Sickness in Him, disease, corruption in Him. Do you think that pleases Him? Does that sound right to you? No way. Sickness and corruption and defilement is not going to please the Lord in Christ or in any part of Him. We know it can't be the will of God. We know it doesn't please. Now, we know there's sin in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Does that please Him?
No,
poverty, lack, fear, disease, but none of it pleases Him. It's His will for His body to be clean, right? Whole, strong, free.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Sickness in Him, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002T. That's R2002T. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.